even as bombings fill the headlines, they may be too much for some local stages, especially a high school stage. Play about two girls whose paths cross in a doomed marketplace has not enjoyed a long run in Cincinnati. The play is called Paradise. Eileen LeBlanc reports.
Paradise tells the story of two girls, one Israeli, one Palestinian, trying to be teenagers in the midst of conflict. Sarah has been living in the U.S. with her father. She returns to Israel to stay with her mother.
Who's Jewish, who's a Palestinian, who's right, who's wrong? That's all there is in the papers, on the news.
Well, we know who's right.
Some people think it's possible for both of us to be right. In today's paper, there was an argument.
All you have to do is read the Bible. It's very clear.
Is it?
In the beginning, Sarah does not understand why the Israelis have to fight. She spends a lot of time alone. Then she sets out to take photographs for a school project. She tries to stay oblivious to the upheaval around her. At the end of the play, she flirts with an Israeli soldier in a marketplace on the same day that Fatima, a Palestinian girl, comes to the market. Fatima wants to be a writer. She thinks that if she tells the truth, through words, she can change the world around her. But after seeing family and friends killed in the fighting, she loses hope. Seeing no solution to the cycle of violence and urged on by a neighbor, she agrees to strap on a bomb.
Once the detonator is unlocked, you have only to touch one wire to it, open your arms, and you are in paradise.
I want you to put extra nails. I want the most damage, the most they have ever seen. I am so tired of running. I am so tired of loss. Nothing is changing.
The play was still a working draft last December when the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park invited a few people to hear a reading, including members of the Jewish and Islamic communities.
I'm still shocked.
Jad Homedan is executive director of CARE Ohio, the state branch of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. In the days that followed the reading of the draft, two Cincinnati Muslims drew up a list of objections to make the case that the play should not be presented in the schools. It called Paradise one-sided and racist. It said that the play presents Sarah as a beautiful, sympathetic victim, and Fatima is portrayed as a vengeful extremist who shows no hope or mercy. For those and other reasons, Jad Homedan says Paradise is inappropriate for children.
You know, in America, we have teen suicide rates that are reaching epidemic proportions. We have violence in schools that is happening every day. And then we're presenting a play that at the end, the children that are involved, all they see as a hope for their solution is to go out and kill themselves and kill other people. How can you present this to high school students?
Reducing more than 50 years of conflict to a 50-minute play just can't be done, says CARE Ohio President Ahmed Alakris. And making one of the main characters a suicide bomber, he says, is just the wrong choice.
They are talking about extremists in this play, whether they are settlers, whether they are suicide bombers. When you start talking about these fringe people, you are doing a disservice to the whole society.
A small delegation of Cincinnati's Muslims took their complaints to the city's Human Relations Commission and to the press. Ed Stern is president of the Playhouse in the Park, which has offered its in-school theater program for 7 years. He began to receive emails and calls from parents, teachers, and theater patrons, most of whom, he says, had not seen the play but were concerned about its content. So he polled a group of teachers who said that because of the controversy, it was unlikely that their schools would present the play. So Stern canceled the performances.
I certainly don't mind if a play gets up and people want to critique it. It worries me that the play hadn't even been heard. It hadn't even been completed in its development.
There have been three more drafts of the script since the first reading, but its author, New York-based playwright Glenn O'Malley, says the essence of the story remains the same.
War is the worst thing that we could possibly do to settle differences. Unless middle grounds are found somewhere, the victims are going to be the ones who never even began it.
The Playhouse decided to invite the public to a staged reading of Paradise in February. Close to 500 people attended, including Rabbi Robert Barr, who had also heard the first reading. He says he had some issues with the play, but he objects to keeping it out of the schools.
We can read about it in the paper, but now we're seeing in play form, on stage, someone perspiring with the imaginary bomb, and it all of a sudden becomes very real, and it becomes very frightening. But we have to confront it. We have to talk about it. And saying that the play is the problem The problem is the reality the play reflects.
Rabbi Barr says the controversy has sent the wrong message to teenagers, that dialogue can be cut off and that they can't be trusted to understand complex issues. The young people interviewed at the February staged reading felt the play should be presented in the city schools. Jane Moxon is a high school student. Khalid El-Shasli is 27.
I think that it's more than appropriate to be shown at a school setting because afterwards you can have a controlled discussion. And personally, I learned a lot about both sides.
It would have been a very important piece for kids to be exposed to because it shows both sides of the issue in an unbiased way, in my opinion, and lets them decide for themselves.
But for now, the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park will not present the play in Cincinnati high schools. The theater company is considering a plan to stage Paradise at the Playhouse and bring in students. The Ohio branch of the Council on American-Islamic Relations remains opposed to the play. Nevertheless, playwright Glenn O'Malley plans to mount a full production of Paradise for Adults off-Broadway next year. He says he's also completed a draft of a new play called The Play About the Play They Couldn't Do in Cincinnati. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.